We need somebody to yank us up a couple of notches on the etiquette classometer here, and I've found the very man. Mealtime manners, under the spotlight, with Dr. Etiquette. He's an etiquette expert. He's William Hanson, and he joins me now. Hi, William.
Good evening, Malcolm. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming on. Are you a fan of the napkin?
I'm a big fan of the napkin. I always, when I'm having dinner parties, or indeed just eating on my own, will have a proper linen napkin. Because it serves a purpose, and it's there to wipe your mouth and to stop any spillages. And the trouble with a piece of kitchen roll is that it's a little bit too small. It doesn't do that very well.
I see. I can just picture you now having dinner for one with your little linen napkin. It's a lot of faff, though, isn't it? You have to wash it and iron it. Just chuck a bit of paper away.
No, but it's hardly an effort to wash it. You just chuck it in with your whites, then ironing. Even if you're not the world's biggest fan of ironing and you're not very good at it, it is just a flat surface at the end of the day. It's not the hardest thing to iron. It's not a shirt, for example, which, and shirts aren't that hard either, but it's there in the grand scheme of things of ironing. They are one of the harder things to iron. You just run the iron over it, and then voila, a pristine white napkin.
Well, I do like what you're saying, but the people of Coventry and Warwickshire are telling me today that napkins are all very well at Christmas and at a poshish dinner party, certainly at a restaurant, but too formal for the home.
Oh, absolute rot. No, it's not. Napkins have... You don't have to use your white linen starched napkins. And how many people starch napkins nowadays? That would be an interesting question to do. But you can buy, you know, fancy napkins. Even, dare I say it, paper napkins. You could use some of them. They're slightly larger than your sort of piece of kitchen roll. Or you can buy sort of colourful, more every day-to-day napkins. I have a red napkin that I will use for lunches, as in my lunch, and then I use white in the evening.
Do you really? Where do you stand on napkin rings?
Oh, no. I'm afraid to say, and it's slightly controversial, they are a little bit common.
Oh.
Because, and they're only common because if you look back into the history of the napkin ring, or indeed napkins, in the big old houses of England, you would have a fresh napkin for every meal because you had a gallery of servants, a galley of servants, doing your linen and your clothes and all of the housekeeping and laundry. And so you could have a new napkin for every meal because you'd have hundreds of them. Then the Victorians came along and they were a little bit more frugal, and the middle classes couldn't afford to have a new napkin every lunchtime and dinner time, and so they would reuse their napkin and maybe change them once a week or after a couple of meals. And so to store them, they came up, and Victorians came up with all sorts of awful things. They came up with these little napkin rings.
Ooh.
And so they would put them in these napkin rings to keep them nice until the next meal. So if you look at the history, that's why I say they're a bit common.
Yes, napkin rings, they were just, you know, brought in to save work, were they?
Well, yes, but, you know, it's hardly a lot of effort just to stick it in and wash it.
Wash it and then iron it.
Exactly. It's lazy. We form a lazy society.
Well, maybe we are. Is it down to us parents to instil table manners into our children? Are we to blame, really? Should we be sitting down and talking to our children about table manners, about things like napkins?
Yes, we should. And it's the parents' responsibility, or the people that are bringing up children, to talk to them and to show them, and also to lead by example, about table manners. Children aren't going to sort of pick it up organically. They will, if the parents have got bad table manners, 9 times out of 10, the child will then have bad table manners during their childhood and probably adulthood. And schools as well should be following up what should have been taught in the home and sort of taking it to a slightly more advanced level.